Double Talk, a podcast from fathersofmultiples.com. Happy New Year, everybody. Welcome to the first broadcast of Double Talk for the new year. It's now 2018, and we hope that the snow and cold isn't getting you down where you live. And, well, if you live someplace warm like California, Florida, Nevada, or some of those places aren't even warm these days, so maybe if you live in the sun, that'll do it. Well, don't rub it in, because it's been really, really cold here in New York City. And it's been a busy year so far. We're just as happy to see 2017 in the rear view, and we're looking forward to some great things in 2018. I did want to mention one thing before we really get started. A little bit of sad news. We lost a friend and a twin parent and a writer here on fathersofmultiples.com at the end of last year. He was one of our first guests here on Double Talk, and I value that conversation, his friendship, immensely. We lost our friend Chris Lower at the end of last year, and he will be greatly missed. Everybody on the podcast and on the site sends our condolences to his family, and we're here if you need us. Well, in between fighting off the flu and shoveling snow, most of our writers have been very busy this past month. There have been some great articles on Fathers of Multiples since our last episode. For example, our writer Ashley Espinoza decided to not host Christmas at our house this year, and she gives us five really solid reasons why. And if you have ever thought about homeschooling, our friend Rob Parmenter has you covered with some of his recommended books on the subject. And Mike Saltz taught us how to adapt our New Year's resolutions so that they're, well, a little more attainable. Mine has been the same resolution every year for the past decade, and, well, I'm still working on it. And finally, a really popular post, Adam Ross shared his secrets for parents of newborn multiples that no one else dares speak about. And, well, he took that one for us. We also had a chance to raise a glass and celebrate another one of our favorite multiples blogs. If you get a chance, check out twinpickle.com. It's a good one, and received December's Love 'Em Award. Remember, if you have a favorite blog about twins, triplets, quads, or more, you can nominate it by sending in why you think they should win to admin@fathersofmultiples.com, and make sure you put that Love 'Em Award in the subject line. We had a really, really robust mailbag this past month, and we got some great questions. First, Cassidy Sherman emailed us and asked, how do you keep the monthly grocery bill down? There are five of us, my husband and I, plus a six-year-old and one-and-a-half-year-old twins. I can't even imagine what it's going to be like when the twins are older, and I want to start preparing. Well, Cassidy, we polled our newsletter subscribers and got the following results. We got very technical this month. I have real percentages. 47% say that they go to big box wholesalers, you know, like Costco or Sam's. The consensus seems that if you only buy what you really use and watch prices, because there are great deals to be had, not everything that you see there is a great deal. Personally, we had a membership just for diapers. That's all we did. 22% said they use price matching and coupons, and 15% recommended buying things in bulk. And I guess that kind of fits in with the wholesalers I mentioned. 11% said they have a garden or live on a farm and save by raising their own meat and produce and stuff like that. I don't know if I could pull that off in my little New York City apartment, although we do have a garden plot. And every once in a while we get, you know, herbs and tomatoes and cucumbers and stuff like that. So yes, I can farm in the city, but only in a 6x6 plot. And finally, 3% said that basically it is what it is. You just, you know, you gotta keep everybody fed, you gotta keep everybody clothed. And well, I think I want to go live with them because I have a craving for steaks. Usually nightly. And let's see, another one. Here's a good one. Jack asked for the best way to come up with baby names. He and his wife, who is pregnant with twins, congratulations, by the way, are running out of ideas. Well, Jack, some of the people on our poll asked their friends, and I guess that's what you're doing, so good job. There's a couple of great Facebook groups for dads called the USA Fathers of Twins and Multiples, and you can always ask the guys in there for ideas. And, of course, there's a million and two books out there. And if we find any great titles that we should share with you, we'll definitely email those off to you. Craig Taft from Brookline, New Hampshire asked, how can I find a twins group in my area? Well, for everybody out there, you can go to our dad resource page at fathersofmultiples.com/dadresources and just pick your state. You'll be shown a list of dads groups, multiples groups, and other dad resources. And if you are in a multiples group or a dad's group and don't see it on the list, please drop us a line also at that admin email, and we'll add it right on there. Now, specifically for you, Craig, because, you know, it's easier than Googling it yourself, we'd recommend the Greater Nashua Parents of Twins and More group. I hope I pronounced that right, but hey, you can find them at www.greaternashuapotm.org. So, there you go. Ah, okay, one last one. Only because this is cool. And because, well, it makes me feel better. Terry sent us a message and said, hey, Michael, I really love your podcast. And your website is super informative. I have some twin questions I want to send for your writers to answer. Can I do that here through Messenger? And the answer is, well, of course you can. You can contact us through Facebook Messenger, through email, and depending on the laws of your city or municipality, smoke signals. We're just discontinuing our Telegraph solution, and Telegram is pretty much not used so much anymore. Although we do occasionally like to get a nice Pony Express message because the kids like to ride the ponies. So keep those questions and comments coming. I look forward to reading them here on the air. You can send them to doubletalk@fathersofmultiples.com. And if we answer your question on the air, we'll send you something sweet from the Fathers of Multiples prize box. It's right here. That's the prize box. It's got full of good stuff in there. No Krugerrands, but good stuff. Now, we have a pretty brief interview this month. His name is Jordan Driscoll. He and his wife welcomed quintuplets into the family. That's right, 5 babies. For all of us with twins, that's 2.5 sets of twins, all at one time. Now, like any new dad, he's learning as he goes, and he's just, you know, working his tail off to make things go and do the best for his family. Now, he is so busy that we actually had to record our podcast while he was in the car in between job one and job two. So thankfully I made him drive nice and slow and stay off the sidewalks. But just wanted to give you a heads up. The audio is a little wonky because, well, it's recorded with him over a speakerphone in the car. But he's so cool. You're going to love him. Let's go right into that interview. So we have an amazing guest this month. We have Jordan Driscoll, and, well, he's doing the whole multiple thing several times over. He and his wife have just recently had quintuplets. Holy smokes, man. That's like for all of us with twins that say, you know, we've got it so rough. You're doing it 2.5 times over and, you know, just all at once. Now, Tell me a little bit about, you know, the wife, the kids. How the heck are you?
Well, I tell you, it's been a heck of a learning curve here, but everybody's doing pretty good, though, honestly. Everybody came out well. My wife, of course, it almost killed her. But she's doing great now. Still trying to recover from it all. They say it takes about a year-ish. Trying to stay somewhat sane as much as possible. You know, I mean, kids are doing great. They're actually on the path now. They're on the percentage of where they should be, except for one. She's a little below, but, I mean, she's on her own little curve, doing her own little thing.
That's fantastic. Coming from, you know, somebody like me with only twins, it's kind of amazing to have, you know, to even consider how how everything must have changed. Now, let's see here. They are 3 girls, 2 boys. That's right?
Yes. Yeah.
Yeah, you got a full house, man. We have seen that you've had, you know, a little bit of notoriety after the kids were born. You were like a media darling for a little while there. How was that? Did anything interesting come out of it?
Well, you know, we got quite a bit of publicity out of it, especially once we did our newborn session, the pictures and all, posted it online. It kind of made People Magazine, Us Weekly, what was the other one? Southern Living, I think, magazine.
Wow, you were all over the place.
Yeah, it made Good Morning America, which was, I mean, like 3 times, which is pretty crazy. You know, and coming from a small town in Kentucky, that's pretty huge, honestly. I mean, everybody looked at us as like we were celebrities, but we're just really just some down-home country folk, you know?
You've certainly done something right. Now, building on what you just said, You're a really busy, just working dad. You've got at least 2 jobs that I know of, plus the kids. And then you have this other part of your life. You're a rapper, singer, songwriter. Now, I know that when my kids were born, even just the one, it changed everything about what I did every day of, you know, everything. I mean, this must have changed, you know, what you're writing, how you're singing, everything about your content.
So actually, before the kids were born, in about 3 months, I wrote an entire album.
Wow.
I go by Drix, the working class rapper, the blue collar baller. And I wrote this new album called Blue Collar Baller. I put it out and I dedicated a song to the babies. It was awesome. People loved it. And honestly, you know, it's changed everything because now it's not just about me, it's about them and taking care of the family and supporting them the best I can. You know, the only way I can do that, I feel like, besides killing myself and working, is to pursue my dream and do something huge with it, you know.
For sure.
I've told people before, you know, I've got these kids and I want them to pursue their dreams and I want to push them to pursue their dreams, but I can't do that unless I try and do that myself, you know? And I think that every parent and everybody out there should do the same.
I you know, we couldn't agree more. And, you know, it's one of those things where you just want to, you want to give your kids every possible opportunity from when they're the tiniest possible kids. And it sounds like that's what you're going for. You know, you just want to give them every possible opportunity, lead by example in every part of your life. Now, it's almost a silly question, knowing that there's 5 kids under a year old at home. But besides work and the music, do you have time for anything else? I can't even imagine. When I in my free time, I like to sleep occasionally. That's probably about all you got time for.
Yeah, pretty much it's like every day, you know, we make about 35 bottles, change about 60 diapers a day, if not more. So, you know, I get up, I go to work. Most time I'm getting up at 4 o'clock in the morning and it starts from there. And I usually didn't get to bed till at least midnight, if that.
Wow, man.
So really there's not a whole lot, but you know, like I was saying, I try and push everything to make the best life they can have. So I will literally kill myself doing what I got to do to give them the life.
Don't kill yourself, but you know, work yourself good. How's that? We'll come to a compromise there. One other question that I want to ask you. Is there anything that's come up that you've learned with quintuplets that you wish somebody had said to you before they were born? And I mean, somewhere out there, there's somebody who's going to have, you know, 5 babies in the next couple of weeks, and maybe they're listening. And what would you tell them?
Now, literally do everything you humanly possibly think that you'll want to get done and out of the way. I mean, hey, just getting the little stuff at the house that you think that needs to be done, go ahead and do it, because I'm telling you, I literally do not have time to do anything. Heck, even changing a light bulb sometimes, I have to, you know, find time because I don't have time. You know, a lot of dads, they don't have time for anything because they're busy with their kids, and that's just the way life goes.
For sure.
But that would be my suggestion. Get everything you can done around your house, you know, party it up as much. Get it out of the way, because there you don't have any time for nothing anymore after kids.
All I can tell you is that, I mean, you've got it, you know, like I said at the top, 2.5 times more than anybody with twins. So I give you all the respect in the world for that. But what I can tell you is that as they get a little bit older, and you know, you're closing in on a year, they will start to entertain each other and themselves. And then suddenly, you know, one morning you'll wake up and you'll say, huh, I actually have time to change that light bulb now. Last but not least, and I know you're on a tight schedule, I always close with the same question. You've got multiples, how's that going, anecdote. And every dad has their own. You're probably still working on yours, but is there anything that you would want to tell people when they, you know, when somebody says, you know, how is it with the 5 at home? What do you tell them?
Well, honestly, you know, we went from 0 to 5. That's 0 to 500 at least. So it's still like a really big learning curve. You know, I've never really been around newborn children at all.
Well, you've got that settled now.
Oh, yeah. And definitely don't want to have any more kids if people wonder that, because I've had that question quite a bit. But, yeah, it's a learning curve. You really just trying to do the best you can.
Awesome.
I don't really know how to explain it any other way than get up and try and make it through the day, you know? It's tough. Every day is a challenge. Every day something new comes up. And like the other day, we ended up loading up all 5 and taking them to the doctor all at once. That was a trip.
What kind of car do you need for 5 kids in there at once? Have you bought the school bus yet?
Well, honestly, you know, we bought a Toyota, like a brand new Toyota Sienna, and it holds 8 people. But I honestly wish I would have bought something bigger than that. I almost wish I would have bought like a church van or something.
Well, you know, once. I remember that the hard part with the newborns is that the car seats have those big wide bases, so I can only imagine what it's like with the 5 infant seats.
It's a tight squeeze in the back seat for sure. You're putting 3 in the back, so I mean you literally got to push them over and just squeeze them in.
you got to get them in there somehow.
Yeah,
we will check in with you regularly, just to, you know, see how everybody's doing. And you know, how you're doing, especially. Jordan, thank you so much. We'll talk soon.
Yeah, and if anybody wants to keep up with anything, they can always follow our Driscoll Quince page on Facebook. You can follow my Drix page for the music. You can follow on Instagram, Driscoll.
We'll put all the links in the show notes, so you'll get everybody. There you go. Great interview. Now, if you have any information that you'd like to share, or even better, if you'd like to become a contributor, we're always looking for writers to add to the team. Just message us for details, and we'll get you all the info you might need. Of course, you could shoot an email to that same admin@fathersmultiples.com. That's it for the month. We'd love to see what you're up to. And you can share with us using all the social media stuff, like Fathers of Multiples on Facebook, and follow us on Instagram, that's for sure. And you can follow us on Twitter at Multiples Father. Check us out on social media. It's always most fun. We have a ton of exciting things scheduled over the next 12 months. So make sure you tune into the next podcast, when we'll talk to another dad of twins, triplets, quads, maybe even quints or more. Have a great month, everybody.